Episode 1, take 7, technically.
Episode, like, 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Seriously. But look, I can see her volume. I'm in the red.
I'm good.
And you're in the yellow.
I'm good.
But remember, you guys have the volume buttons on the bottom.
Well, everybody, welcome back to another episode of A J Smooth World with Bree. Bree, welcome back.
Thank you.
What's up, Bree? Bree's a little lit tonight, so everybody be happy for Bree.
Why you gotta tell everybody?
She said some bars at the beginning about, I won't repeat what she said. But also, while we were waiting for Bree, I came up with a new challenge. I call this the 60 push-up a day challenge. You hit 10 wide. Listen.
You think I can do?
Listen.
I can't even do one push-up.
In the morning, you hit 10 wide, 10 regular, 10 grip.
I can't even do,
and then
like
you do
two 10, push-ups.
And you do that same set before bed.
I
bam,
can't.
30-30.
I can't.
5 for 5 on your knees.
How about crunches?
All right, that works. Work on that core. Right, keep it strong.
I can do crunches all day, but like push-ups, like my body just proportionally, it just doesn't work. My legs are stronger than my arms. I can't help it.
That's a good thing.
Is it? I don't know.
Well, first of all, Bree and I, obviously, technically, this will be like the first like listening episode for y'all. So we went to our first happy hour spot, which was in Montclair. I passed it today, lot 29. Still don't remember the specials. But we had a great time. We both rated it B's. We both rated it 80s, and the thing that we both liked
but
the
like
most.
But like a good B.
Yeah. Like we
like it was like, I would totally go back there.
I would go back for the Buck a Shuck and the nice,
drinks.
Friendly servers.
The drinks.
The drinks were good.
And the servers.
The bartender was attentive, and she let us know about everything. Like if the world was ending tomorrow, she told me. If the rapture was happening, I knew. That's what she was there to do. She was there to let me know everything that I could possibly know, so. Shout out to her. One love. And another reason why there wasn't a lot of bars. We didn't go to happy hour this week because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm done. This is like my second glass of wine in the last 36 hours. The Phillies in the World Series had me at so many bars drinking so much. I'm disgusted. I was at a bar every single... I know. Ryan's in the background upset. I guess technically I should introduce y'all again. Ryan is doing our filming. He is in the background. Liz is here. Liz is my, she's an executive, you know, executive behind the scenes. We got, you know, Liz helps
she's
me with
the
research. She's a director. She helps,
she's
she
the
is
director.
A director. She helps me with the research and she helps out my fifth grade vocabulary and makes me sound like an adult. Bam! So, all the bars that we hit during the World Series, if I had to start, I was at PJ's, my PJ's a couple times, PJ's Newtown Square. March with Tavern. I was always at a full bar, though. I will say that. When the Phillies are in the World Series, every single bar, maybe not the restaurant, but every single bar top is full.
Appetites was full, too.
It's full of maniacs. And it's full of maniacs that, I hate saying this, we're true fans if we're at the bar watching it from the top to the bottom. But we couldn't afford to go to the game. We all wanted to go. That's why
that trip was expensive.
I know it was expensive. We could have watched.
Like,
most people would go home on most nights,
over.
But I was getting fucked up with the
it was
same
well
people for
over
a whole
like
month.
$1,500 just for like a shit standing seat. Like that was absurd.
Nah, I made jokes with Eskimo Brothers. I don't do that shit. it wasn't
about
okay.
Eskimo Brothers.
That's
a whole nother.
That's how close like the World Series bond was at the bar. Like you wanted to be. With your people watching the game. Like, at home was boring,
yeah.
So everybody was out. That's why, in the restaurant industry, anyone who worked the day after the World Series, you made $10, and I apologize for that. And
that was me.
The thing is, I realized also about the World Series is that, here it is. First time tonight. Motherfuckers never loved us. I was the only motherfucking entertainer who had to fucking still do everything every motherfucking night. All the other guys, oh no, it's the World Series. We're not going. Not me. Jordan had to do 16 jobs in one night. I had to do more jobs than I normally do. But you know what? Brother wants to get paid, so do what you gotta do. Please the crowd. You're good to go. It was a good time, though. But I hope we don't have like a big celebration like that for at least another 5 years.
5 years?
I don't think you understand how damaging this is. Do I
but,
sound nasally? I've
okay,
sounded nasally
you,
for 3 weeks.
For like, it's been 3 weeks, but also, like, damaging. Like, we fucking made it to the World Series. How? Like, I would just like to, like, clap. I can't clap very well. But, like, the Phillies to make it to the World Series when they have sucked for years is impressive. You cannot deny that. The fact that we made it to the World Series.
I mean, I'm happy that we made it to the World Series, but this is the negatives. This is the aftermath.
We are positive. We're not going to talk about that.
You know what happened today? Oh. A Phillies World Series t-shirt came in. Today! Oh, I wanted to wear it, I don't know, game 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm still getting reminded. Stuff is still coming in. You know how much money I spend on Phillies gear?
Well, I mean, maybe that was a you problem and not a Phillies problem.
But it like rolled over into like every sport. Like I was buying Sixer shit. Why the hell am I doing that? They're garbage. They're trash. Like they signed a guy who's like 37 years old playing in the NBA. Like he's a fucking dinosaur. I mean, he can still play.
If you're gonna buy shit for the sports, you buy Eagles shit. At this point.
Oh, don't worry. There's a brand new Jalen Hurts jersey in there.
That is what you buy right now.
And a new Jalen Hurts sweatshirt.
Anyone else.
All right. Well, no, I will tell you the most. Also, this is one thing that cannot happen ever, ever again, is the Eagles and games of the World Series when your team is in it cannot be on at the same time.
No.
Thursday was the most. I'm surprised no one had a heart attack. Like any like old people.
Do you know that? Like they might have.
They might have. Like watching like, because really the Eagles were. Happen. Eagles weren't even, like, playing that good.
They were.
And then the Phillies game was just, like, so dramatic. Like, that shit. No, the game was so dramatic. Like, the other day, someone was like, oh, like, I don't like baseball. It's boring. I was like, listen, the playoffs are different. I was like, that shit was like a fucking opera. There was a good pitch. There was a bad play. Boo. Like, it was like an opera. It was like people watching opera. That's how it was poetry in motion. It was poetic justice. And it just randomly happened to happen like that. It was poetic justice.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
It's very impressive.
Flyers are. The Flyers won 5-1 tonight. Tonight is Tuesday. This is a Tuesday recording night. That's the impressive. Flyers record, who knows what it is. But motherfuckers in Philly is winning. All right. Anywho.
Off of sports.
Off of sports. So, usually on this podcast, there is going to be a flow of, this time, it's like, what's trending? So, like, I'm going to talk about what's trending in, like, my brain and world that I kind of want to talk about. And let's talk with the producer, Liz, in the background. I talked to her, we were talking about TV shows, and I was like, oh, Siesta Key's back. Let's talk about that. And she's like, oh, ew, no. Like, I don't watch trashy TV. And I was like, I love trashy TV. That shit is amazing. I mean, it low-key is, like, real life. That shit is real. That shit, like, I work in a bar scenery. And, like, the shit that I see on trashy TV, that shit happens in real life.
100%. Like, without a doubt.
So, I mean, I love... I feel like I live for the drama. And it's just, like, when someone goes over the top, when they're losing their shit or freaking out, it's just, to me, like, oh, are you not entertained? Like, I feel like they're screaming that at me while they're fucking acting the fool. Like, I feel like that's what's coming out of their soul. Like, they know they're acting up, so it's like, you gotta go over the top. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, last week, like, when someone freaked out about thinking someone stole their chair at the tavern, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like,
that was a moment.
No, listen, that was a moment. But he really was flexing, too. But he did, like, a double flex. It was like, are you not entertained? Because his hands were like this. But he did more of, like, the Debo walk from Friday after, like, Debo, like, slapped Craig on the ground. He was like, who wants more some? Like, he had one of those going on because he was walking back and forth. I mean, he was, like, 83, but he really would have got something. Yo, everybody in there was like, what's up? That's what happens when your team's in the World Series and you think you get your seat lost. You were willing to get your ass beat by some motherfuckers. All right, anywho. Do you think you watch trashy TV? What is trash? Is The Bachelor trashy TV?
Yes.
Yes? The Bachelor?
I feel like The Bachelor is beyond trashy TV. Like, I watch trashy TV, but, like, The Bachelor is, like...
I stole something from The Bachelor.
What did you steal?
Literally. That's what the one chick used to always do. She'd be like, literally.
So I wouldn't know. I didn't watch it.
I mean.
I watch a lot of trashy TV. Like, a lot.
Sometimes when I watch The Bachelor, I feel like I'm searching for my wife, too. So that way, when she loses, I know I can hit her up.
Okay, but they're, like, obviously straight, so that's why I don't watch them.
But they might be into you too.
Although there was a one, there
they might
was
be like,
the
this
one
the
year
last time I didn't talk to your dumb ass, and then they might.
There was the one year when, like, apparently, like, two of the girls got disqualified because they ended up hooking up, like, behind the scenes, like that. I think it was like last year, like it was a thing, like they ended up in a relationship and they were on The Bachelor.
Man, and they would have been my wives.
Don't no. You're great, Jordan. Yes. You're great, Jordan, but like...
Hey, man. Mm-hmm. The only thing, listen, I have some extra features going for me that could work out in those situations. Chocolate.
Okay, and?
I'm tall, dark, and handsome. I have like a charm, I feel like.
But you're not that tall.
I know. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. People are always like, oh, you're so tall. I'm like, no, I'm not. My brother's 6'5".
You're what, 6'1"?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 5'10". You're not that tall.
Thank you, Brie.
My brother's 6'6".
I just been...
you're tall, regardless. Like, you are a very perfect height for, like, a man.
Did you ever play volleyball or, like, basketball or anything?
I tried. Okay, so here we go. Basketball, I always played, like, I had a basketball, like I had a net on my house, at my house. I killed it all the time. And then volleyball, that was, like, an aggressive, like, elbow bump. But I started on the team, and then, of course, because at the time my parents were going through some financial shit, I couldn't get a physical to continue. Like, I would have killed that shit. Like, I already started training with the volleyball.
You would have been motivated to play, that's why.
I would have. I started on the volleyball, and then I couldn't continue because I didn't have a physical.
Love would have been
blind. Just because, literally, love, I was like, I could have done everything.
That trashy team. I don't think love is boring, it's trashy though. They don't really talk trashy until the part where they meet each other and they're like, man, this is real. We have to get married. Like, everything is cool. Like, I could talk to anybody through a portal. I bet you if I talked to 100 girls in a room where we couldn't see each other, I'd marry 99 of them.
I have a lot of wives. Okay, but also, on Love is Blind, I would have called that from, like, 1,000 miles away. I'm like, this dude is fucking trash. That makes it trashy TV.
There's a lot of guys on there who are, like, trashy TV. How many episodes have you watched?
All of them.
Oh, don't give it away. I've only watched like 4.
It doesn't matter.
But, no, hold up.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you
spoilers. Background alert.
You saw
alert.
Andrew.
Listen.
I didn't say any spoilers.
Listen, the only thing I will say, I'm going to talk about the concept. Could you do it?
Love is Blind?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you actually expect to go in there being with that person forever? Do you think it's possible? I just heard the clock ticking. That sounded crazy. I was about to be like, we really got real live crickets.
Honestly, like, I've thought about it, and I was like, I feel like because of my personality and just like as an empath, I feel like I would just feel the emotions off of the other person and like the voice of like the sound of their voice.
I mean, but if you're a Gemini like me, like I could sound like this.
Like, I'm also a Cancer.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, no. But also, if I were to hear your voice, I'd be like, I mean, if I was straight, I'd be like, all right. And the way that we talk to each other, I feel like it would, like, vibe and be like, all right, cool. But, like, I'm gay, so, like, obviously that wouldn't work out.
I mean, Brie and I do have a vibe. I'm not going to lie.
We got a vibe. We're like...
Brie always
like,
tells me, like, if she was straight, like, we would be married. Like, that's what she says, like, low-key. Like,
100%.
So.
Yeah. You're very warm. I told that to Gretchen earlier. She was very warm.
Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy? Where the fuck did that... Oh. Fallout of Love is... Blind. Everyone who.
Fault of Love straight. Is Blind. Everyone was assumed straight.
Is everyone straight when love is blind? I don't think I honestly think, like.
That's a good question.
Every woman. I feel like every woman is, like,
questionably. Oh, okay, okay. So, yes, like, yes. I guess in Bree's case, everybody would not be straight on the show. But I guess in my case, if I'm going on Love is Blind, I don't want to go in a room talking to another man about being together forever. Mm-hmm. God did not create Adam and Steve, okay? As my mom told me. That's what my mom used to say to me as a kid, all right? You know me. Like, I don't got nothing to say about anything.
But
I,
like,
love
even
everybody
Eve
equally.
Blind. Even Eve is okay?
Huh?
But even Eve is okay?
Listen, Mama Johnson just used to say, God don't believe. You know what my mom used to say?
Look, I grew up in the South.
My
in
mom
Georgia,
used to...
In Canton, Georgia. I grew up in the South.
Do you know what my mom used to tell me? I used to be like, Mom, where are you going? To hell if I don't pray. Like, Mom, damn, I'm 8 years old. Like, what's up? I just want some McDonald's chicken nuggets. Like, what's up with you, dog?
My parents weren't even religious, but I had that pressure of being a straight woman from the get-go, of being in Georgia. It was like, everybody, like, you're straight, you're white, you're country.
Well, yeah, that's why Love is Blind to me. I don't feel like...
They weren't good-looking, though.
Well, I don't feel like, honestly... This is gonna sound so
honestly,
shallow.
No, I'm gonna say it first. I'm gonna help you out. Honestly, I don't think any of the women on there were, like, bombshells. None of them.
No, there was a couple. I forget their names.
They were attractive.
I mean, I guess they're not important.
They were attractive, but I don't think any woman on there was, like, a 10 out of 10. None of them.
I mean, what's a 10 out of 10 nowadays? What's a 10 out of 10? What's a 10 out of 10 for you?
A 10 out of fucking 10.
Do they have to have, like, 10 features to make them, like, a 10?
No. They just need to be fucking attractive.
So what makes someone, like, a true dime? Tick.
I can hear
tick. No, it's wild, right?
That makes it so much worse.
It does make it. It's like, yeah, Brie, what the fuck you got to say,
like,
huh? That's
right,
what the ticket sounds like. That's what I'm
saying. You have to have good looks, obviously. But, like, you have to have, like, good but not, like, superficial good. Like, I want somebody who looks, like, naturally good.
Yeah.
You know? Does that make sense? And then, like, a good personality. But not, like, a fake personality. Like, I'm very in tune to, like, the fake personalities. And, like, there's a lot of those. And then, like, the just, like, you just have to, like, I don't know. There was a lot of women on there who were just, like, in the past seasons, I was like, all right, you're attractive. You're not the best personality. But I feel like they didn't pick, like, the best. There was a lot of, like, attractive, like, all right, cool. But I feel like the men were more attractive than the women.
Well,
in terms of, like, personality plus looks. So that's, like, what I factor in. Like, if your personality and your look makes you an attractive person, the women, I was like, all right, your personality plus your looks. I was like, there's less options in the female department than the men. Like, the male. And the male ones, I was like,
yeah, the males were kind of whack.
They were fucking crazy.
No, they were whack.
I was like, but you're going to pick those people who are more attractive in the
I don't
list.
Even know who,
like,
the coolest dude was I thought was. I don't even know. I mean, you know what show? You know what trashy TV show? My favorite trashiest show of them all? X on the fucking Beach.
I love X on the Beach.
The girls on X on the Beach are fire.
They were
fire. Mm-hmm. They got that fire like Kayan! Shout out Mystical. I had to start saying my musical references. I remember I was told that a long time ago with the director. But anywho, Brie, you'll agree with me on this one. So I was telling a female that I had a crush on her.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, no, you don't. You have a crush on everybody. And I was like, I do not have a crush on everyone. I was like, it's a difference. I flirt with everyone, but I crush on you. I was like,
mm-hmm.
What I say to you, that shit is real.
Mm-hmm.
What I say to them, that is imaginary.
Yes.
Like, what I say to you, that shit is fiction. Or non-fiction, I should say. With them, it's fiction.
Yes.
Listen, I mean, what is flirting? You know what I mean? Like, honestly, at the end of the day, first of all, this is a little bit off topic, but what is the definition of flirting? I can't help it if I'm this way. I like to smile. I'm a happy person. Sometimes I get glitter in my eye, so I wink.
I feel like I flirt with a lot. Okay, actually, this came up earlier at the bar. I feel like, so I flirt with a lot of people, but I feel like it's because I'm a woman. It honestly probably because I'm a woman and because most of my friends know that I'm gay. When I flirt with you, it comes off of like as more genuine because I'm like, I'm flirting with you because you're attractive and I'm not like trying to like fuck you. I mean, like, obviously, like if you wanted to, like, it would happen, but like also, like, I'm not gonna cross that boundary, you know? Like, it's like a harmless flirtation, but I feel like for men it's so much harder to come across as that, like, hey, you're attractive, like, I'm flirting with you, but like, I'm not gonna like I want to fuck you, but also like I don't want to fuck you, like, if it's like,
I'm
okay,
sorry.
You know, does that make sense?
No, I'm sorry, Ryan made the craziest face I've ever seen.
Oh my god,
no,
I didn't see
no,
it.
no, listen, that's why I literally was like, oh my god, I wish someone else saw that. He said,
but also, like, I flirt with a lot of people, but it's always hard. Like, if I'm...
So, Brie, how would you be flirting?
If I'm flirting with you...
Should
and
we
like,
have, like, a 30-second interaction of flirting
if
with
I'm
each other?
Like, I don't know. I can try to flirt with you, Jordan, but I don't know, like...
I don't know why you're trying when you know you want to.
Okay. I need a female here to, like, truly flirt, because, like, I can flirt
Brie,
with you, Jordan.
What's up, girl?
I keep hitting my fucking head on this fucking microphone.
Do you think you can, you know,
that is,
figure out where we're going to dinner tonight?
I'm
you know you gotta decide
this,
so I don't know why I'm waiting on
I'm
you.
I'm not interested.
I didn't want you anyway, sucker. Alright, anywho. Go ahead, my bad. Go back to...
Anyways,
well,
I'm trying to flirt with you. I feel like it's like a, like, I don't know.
Pop that.
That's how I flirt, too.
Popping those bottles. Yeah, that's how I'm flirting. I don't know.
I mean, what is flirting? So, like...
Flirting.
What's the definition of it?
I feel like it's complimenting somebody, but then also, like...
You gotta put some stank on it?
You have to, like...
Like, the compliment has to be, like... Would be like, oh, Brie, like, you look really nice today. Or it'd be like, yo, Brie, you look real good today. Like, is there a difference?
You have to have, like, a cockiness behind it. Like, you have to have, like...
A lot of people don't have that confidence,
like a confidence. But, like, I also don't, but then also I do.
Verb. Behave like as though attacked to or trying to attend someone, but for...
Exactly. That's literally what it is. Like, you have to, like, act like you're like, hey, Jordan...
Behave as if though you're attracted to or trying to attract someone, but for the
I'm gonna get Jordan
a flirt as in if I wanted to fuck him.
Before we do this, no. I want everyone to know I used to work with Ryan, and he had some of the worst chicken scratch I've ever seen in my life. That's why it was hard for me to see that. I'll just never forget. Our manager used to be in the window cooking, and she'd be like, "Who wrote this chicken?" I'll hear that on a Saturday. I'd be like, damn, this bitch is loud as shit. Motherfuckers are just trying to eat their scrambled eggs. And she's like, Ryan, where are you? All right, my bad.
You're bad. I don't even know if I can focus anymore. It took a lot to get into that. Like, I'm a fucking dude. So I'm going to show it. All right, here we go.
All right,
I can do this.
So what I'm... Oh, damn. Breeding got all the spots on this. Time number one.
All right, here we go.
What's my role? What am I doing?
You're the dude.
I'm the dude?
You're the dude.
So you're the girl hitting on me.
I'm the girl hitting on you.
Okay.
But I'm a lesbian.
But I'm not supposed to know you.
But you don't know that.
All right, let's go. Bet. I'm ready. Let's go. I'm going to let y'all know how I get down. Welcome to a J Smooth world, motherfucker. All right, let's go.
I don't know if
I'm saying motherfucker a lot. It's Tupac's fault.
All right. I just have to give myself 1 second to just...
Can I get my check? She didn't came over here and sat next to me and got shit to say.
All right, can I, like, walk out of the screen? Can I, like... can I just, like... I have too much shit in my pockets, but, like, can I... All right, here we go. Pulling the chair back. You can hear me still. It's fine. All right, here we go. I'm still in the scene, aren't I? Yeah, I'm still in the scene, but there... it's enough. All right. I don't know if I can do this.
Is Curry going to score 30 tonight? Should I put 25 on this parlay? No, let's put 50.
I don't have it, man.
Oh, what's up?
I don't think I can do this.
Damn it, Bring on, no game. Is this how flirting is at the bar for you?
I need a woman.
I wish I could just If I went up to someone and did that, they would arrest my black ass in the suburbs. They would Michael Clark dunk in my ass.
R.I.P. I'm going to sit here and just look at you.
I just hear the click. I'm sorry. All right, I'm going to move on.
Okay. Anyway.
Oh, wait. This is how this all started. Is there a difference between flirting and having a crush?
Yes.
Thank you.
That is 100%.
The producer felt differently, too.
Wait, really? She didn't think there's a difference? There is a difference. I flirt with, as a bartender,
exactly.
I have learned how to flirt with people. It's a thing.
I flirt with everybody.
Just as like
males, females, all the guys, all the girls. Fuck them
all. I flirt with men all the time. That's why they think they have a chance. And I'm like, but I'm gay, so like.
I can't lie, Brie.
I'm flirting with you because I'm not. I flirted with you. I flirt with you all the time, Jordan.
No, you do.
I do.
It usually depends on how much alcohol you have in your system.
Yeah.
But usually, I'm not gonna lie. No, but listen, I'm not gonna lie. When it comes to flirting and alcohol, that's when it becomes is flirting and a crush kind of different. Because sometimes when I'm flirting with people, yeah, exactly, where I was going, it equals, but as much as it equals sexual behavior, I flirt with dudes at the bar. Like, some dudes will come up and be like, oh, can I have this handsome? I'm like, you got it, sweet cakes. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm in touch with my sexuality, you know what I mean? He threw it at me, I threw it back.
It's the same, like,
now, if he asks me to, like, if he asks, like, oh, can I take you to a game? Like, nah, you ain't taking me nowhere. Just like 50 said, we ain't buddies, we ain't partners, and we damn sure ain't friends. We was just listening to that. Get in my car. The massacre. Sorry. There we go. But.
Basically, point being, I am a lesbian. I flirt with both men and women. I flirt with Jordan all the time because he's a bestie.
But I feel like, all right, can I ask this question?
I flirt with Chris all the time. He's a bestie.
Can I ask you this question about me?
I flirt with his wife all the time. I flirt with people because it makes you feel better about yourself, and it makes them feel better about themselves. Like, it's like if you're attracted to somebody.
Exactly.
You flirt with somebody in, like, a harmless way. What's wrong with that?
I don't throw the energy until, like it's thrown at me first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can't lie. Like, I'm always in situations where it's just like, I think about, I can't lie. As crazy as I am, I always think about, like, damn, I cannot afford to not get paid. So do not fuck up anything. So if I see someone fine at work, I hit him with the, hey, girl, how you doing? My name's Jordan. Nice to meet you. I'm the bartender, you know, if you need anything. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, thanks. And then they make a joke. I'm like, all right. You think it's a game, huh? All right, man up. You just stepped into the wrong box now, motherfucker. What your mama look like? So, yeah, I mean, listen, I'm a wild boy to work with.
Exactly. I feel like that, but that's also the thing. Like, Jordan and I are literally, like, we are he, she versions of, like, each other. Like, we are literally, like, the same person, but in, like, man and, like, female version. Like, it's, like, we're the same.
So, Liz wants to know, do you flirt with someone? Do you have a different tone when you're flirting with someone versus flirting with your crush or talking to your crush?
Uh-huh. Yep.
It depends, though. See, like the crush that I was talking about, like, I know she likes to be talked to. Like, she wants to have an OnlyFans. So I make sure that is the body language I give her. I'm like, this wooden table would be a great scene. And that's what I say. Like, that's my flirting language with her. I mean, if I had a crush on someone else, but I know they're into something else, I'd be like, yo, that William Shakespeare play was great. Yo, I read the book and everything. Yeah. Hamlet was great. That shit came out in 1598, motherfucker.
Are you sure you're a Gemini? Because, like...
Oh, the Gemini is truly showing. It's... I'm a wild
I mean, I'm, like, partial, but, like, I'm an empath. So, I feel like you have to be an... You're an empath because based upon how you flirt... It's a thing. It's a thing, Jordan. Don't even...
That's from Keenan and Kel.
No, an empath is someone who feels someone else's emotions, so you react upon their emotions and then project that. So, like, for me, like, who I'm, like... Like, this current girl, I'm trying to, like, you know, I go to...
Ew, that song was crazy. It threw me off.
I go to...
Go ahead, I'm
going to I change, like, I react to her and to where I feel like she's giving me those vibes, which is how it should be. Like, you react to somebody who, like, who's giving you what vibes you're... Like, you just equal the vibes, you know? And I feel like a lot of people are just, like, they don't understand that. But, like, an empath does. So, like, you understand that, which is what you said. Like, if someone was just, like, all over you and you were like, nah. But if, like, you actually like them, you'd be like, all right, you know?
I mean, yeah, it usually happens 99% of the time.
I'm like, I can't say that.
That's
like,
a lie.
If somebody, I mean, I've had these people came up, like, actually, they were all over me, and I was like,
yeah, exactly. There's a huge, you know what, though?
I was like,
you know what, though?
I was like,
I'm sick in the head. I do flirt with girls, and I know I would never have any intent, even though I know their flirting is a lot more stronger
thing.
Than mine.
That's the thing.
I mean, I'm just having fun. You know what I mean?
You're human.
And I'm safe, you know? I'm safe. Like, I'm safe. I'm always in my work area or work zone. So it's like, all right, I'm safe. You know what I mean? I know nothing can happen outside of these walls. And the only way something can happen outside of these walls is if I were to see you. And that's not going to happen. So, I don't know. Girls can't do that.
I can do that. I do that. Do what? Because, like, straight girls can't do that. I can't. Wait. Do what? What is the do what? Because I had a girl. She's proud. Oh, all right. Here we go.
This one time at band camp.
Story, no, this is a story time that will, like, win. So, story time. I met this girl, and, like, I got, like, attached, whatever. We both got attached. It was a thing. I mean, obviously, she's not straight.
She's right. Liz is right. Liz said...
I didn't read the rest of it.
Liz said... she said a straight girl cannot flirt... I'm sorry. I just wanted to say it because, like, she said a straight girl can't flirt with, like, a guy without him, like, taking it. And it's true. It's true.
A lesbian can't flirt with a guy without being taken as a...
No, that's true, too. No, it's true.
How many men I flirt with?
No, it's true.
Do you know how many men who know I'm gay...
They want to be the one.
...flirt with unintentionally?
They want to be the chosen one.
They're like, oh.
They want to be like Luke Cage.
Especially because I'm gay.
The chosen one.
They're like, I want you. And I'm like, can you not? Like, you know I'm gay. We have a friendship. Like, can you not fuck up that fucking line? Like, I told you that because I appreciate you as a person. And then you just fuck it up. And I don't even remember where I was going before that.
I know. I'm sorry. You were talking about the story that was...
I was talking about Crazy Bitch.
The band camp fire story.
We need to talk about that. Where's the rest of our podcast going?
Well, this is what else I got. One thing I learned earlier, that any angle is possible. And another thing is, I wrote down, like, notes that I was thinking about earlier. It's just, like, I guess it kind of goes with this. Like, when I get, like, I feel like when I hang out with, like, a girl or, like, something, you got to be, like, a specialist at, like, something. Like, if you're, like, on a first date.
Mm-hmm.
Or not a first date. Like, if you're hanging out with a girl, like, you're trying to hook up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like for me, Like, when I get to the point where I can be, like, a Netflix specialist, it's over. Like, if I get you on my couch in my comfort zone, because you're already comfortable with me, mm-hmm. and then it's all the thing it takes is a couple, oh, my God, you're so funny. And then it's just, you know.
That was good. That was actually really good.
I know. I wake up, and then I hope that dream happens the next night. So, my real life isn't like that. All right. I watch Titanic every night.
Do you? I've never seen Titanic.
Great movie.
Ever. I have never seen
Great movie. Classic movie. Classic movie. But, I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, like, I feel like I ain't got nothing else to say.
What was the point of that?
My bad. I don't know. I don't know.
I was going to say, I was like, this podcast is 100% like off topic. Like,
no,
I thought I was the one lit. You're supposed to be the one like on topic.
I was on topic.
Were you?
Yeah, I was kind of.
Topic?
I mean, I was just talking about like being a Netflix specialist. I mean, that's all I had to say for me. Cause like I said,
a
like
Netflix
once you, once
specialist?
You, so like what kind of specialist are you in a situation where you're trying to get a girl that you're trying to like, whatever.
I just tell her I own a home. I have a golden retriever dog who is the sweetest thing in the world. And I have two cats. And I own a home.
So you're like the ultimate package. You're like the fucking warrior with KD.
I am at 27, but drama. Also, I bought the house a month after I turned 25. So, like, I feel like it's a thing.
Housewife specialist.
Housewives.
That is a housewife specialist right there. Dog, cat, and I own my own home.
Two cats. And a dog.
Two cats.
And my house is stilt in. Like, my health it. My health.
Wow.
I probably should not have drank. I didn't even drink that much. Anyways, my house is worth $60,000 more than when I bought it.
Hey, and she got
minus,
what's the word I'm looking for? Is that equity?
But minus, yes. Minus what I actually did to it. So like just based upon what it actually was, like my house is probably worth like $80,000 more than.
She's a home improvement specialist too.
When I bought it 2 years ago, but like that's like a lesbian thing. It's like a you can. I built my own.
You're
deck.
The Amazon package on Christmas Eve.
I am the Amazon package on fucking Christmas Eve.
That's right.
Me. That is the point.
Mic drop. That's a mic drop.
String click.
Oh my god.
Also,
no.
I feel like this podcast.
Well. Bree, is there anything else that you would like to say about anything else that we've said today or anything else moving forward? What's in the brain of Bree before we close out? We talk
Happy
about a lot.
Hour.
We talk about a lot. You're in the right path, though.
I know. I can tell. I can feel it. I can feel it off of you, Jordan.
Your story, if you remember, about Bandcamp.
Story? About Bandcamp?
Yeah.
I never went to
Crazy
Bandcamp.
B.
Oh, Crazy Bitch. Oh, this is gonna... Crazy Bitch. I don't even know where I was going with it. Girl who I was like, I'm just trying to like be in a situationship with. Told her multiple times. I just want a situationship. Like, I just want to like have fun. I don't want a relationship. I don't want anything. Because I didn't get that vibe from her. Like, I didn't like see her as like a wifey type. But I also like, I'm lonely, so.
You just want her to be like what Drake said in the song. She came through, she brought
like,
through, she got fucked, she knows what's up. That's all you want.
I enjoy spending time with her, so I was like, all right, let's just, like, chill. Like, I'm going through some shit. Like, let's just chill. And then she went, like, psycho and sent me, like, a box with, like, the rest of, like, the shit that I had given her. Like, talking about, like, even, like, vapes back when I was vaping.
Yeah.
Like, she sent me those old vapes, and I was like, girl, I haven't vaped in months. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Damn, she's trying to give you back all your belongings.
Yeah. And I was like, and then she sent me, like, it was sealed in a sealer, like when you do like for a kitchen, and it was talking about like I release you, and I was like girl, we were not that serious.
It's all in this game of love.
I was like, did I fuck you that good? Because like, holy shit.
Nah,
I did not think it was
you
on
can't
that
do that. If you do that, then it's over.
Apparently that's what it was. I was like, you did that. Was like, that was,
I mean, it doesn't even have to be. I hate to be like this, and I hate to say this out loud, but I'm just gonna say it. Like, most people out there do not get the trick. This is the one thing that me and you get the trick about. Listen, like, you don't even have to have sex with a female that great. If you can perform great oral sex, you are a winner.
Okay, but oral sex when you're a lesbian is very,
I mean, yeah,
very close to sex. That is basically, that is, you're borderline. That's, you're there. It's like, it's like you're there, but also my tongue game is...
Well, this has been another episode of the Jay Smooth World with Bree. Bree, tell them where to find you at. Bree made a TikTok page. Bree, what's the TikTok page?
I'm going to have to look it up.
Oh my God.
I AJ Smooth World. AJ.SmoothWorld on TikTok.
There we go. Where can they find you at?
At Silly Banana Pies.
All right, bet. Say less. You know where to find me at. DJ J Smooth 00 on TikTok, IG, and Twitter, which we can talk about this next time. I heard they're going to start charging for it, or certain things are going to cost money for it. I don't even really be on Twitter like that. No, on Twitter.
Twitter?
Yeah. Oh, Twitter. Elon Musk said, I'm charging for everything. They didn't took so much money from me. But, we got one more thing before it's closed out. For Blue. What the hell is Blue? Next time we'll talk about Blue. Blue checkmark.
Blue checkmark?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
To be verified, yeah.
Verified? We can be verified. I can do that. I know how to do that.
We'll talk about it next time. After that.
I am the legit TikTok person. Like,
we out.
Bree,
give him something to say out to.
I'm so cool.
Give him an outro. She's
an
so
outro?
Cool. I'm so cold.
I'm so cold.
Oh, I got this icebox
warm
where my heart used to be.
I can't. I'm turnt.
She's
I'm
lit.
I'm litty as a titty.